Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wrapping up our trip around the NFC South, and we head to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Insider for pewterpirates.com, Roy Cummings, joins us. How you doing this Friday, Roy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Hanging in there. So of all the moves that the, or lack of moves, I guess you might want to say, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what's really stood out to you about their free agency so far for the Bucs?
Well, we knew they wouldn't be able to do much this year simply because of the situation with the salary cap. I mean, they were so far over the cap and have so much dead money that they're paying out to guys who aren't going to play for them anymore that we knew it was going to be a lean free agency season for them. At best, they were going to be able to retain some of their own guys. But, you know, and obviously, you know, Baker Mayfield coming on board is a big get for them. It's a quarterback who's played, who's been to the playoffs. That's important. A guy who's got to, you know, kind of grow up a little bit, prove himself, and has a lot of incentive to, you know, to play at a high level. So anxious to see how that works out. But overall, I honestly think the biggest return for them was being able to retain Jamel Dean and Levante David on the defense. Look, I think if the Bucs are going to compete in any way, just even on Sundays, they're going to have to play very good defense. They're capable of that. We know that. If they can somehow hold teams to 17, 21 points, that kind of thing, somewhere in that range, they'll have a very good chance to compete on most Sundays. And bringing back Levante David and Jamel Dean helps you do that. They lose Sean Murphy Bunting, but he was a bit of a part-time starter anyway, so you know, they probably have some people that can move, you know, into his starting spot. So I think the fact that they've retained two of their best defenders is really helpful for this team.
Now, Roy, do you think this is a year the Bucs might be dipping a toe in the quarterback market, or, to put it diplomatically, do you think that they feel like they have a chance to land Caleb Williams next year?
Yeah, they probably are looking beyond this year. Look, the way you sign a guy like Baker Mayfield to a one-year prove-it contract is, you know, you say, okay, go out and prove to us that, you know, you're worthy of playing, you know, of a better contract, that you can take a team to the playoffs. You know, you've been kicked around a little bit. Some of that has to do with you. Some of it has to do with the fact that you played for at least one organization that was, you know, still as followed up as they come in Cleveland. You know, I think at the end of the day, I think it means, look, we're going to give you a chance here. If you can't beat out Kyle Trask, well, that says something. And then you're starting to look you know, other options. But look, they still believe in Kyle Trask. I'm not a big believer in him, but you know, we'll see. You know, a lot of quarterbacks sit on the sidelines for a couple of years, and it's the greatest thing that ever happened to them. So, you know, see Aaron Rodgers. So let's see what Kyle Trask looks like in the training camp. And but right now, the Bucs could be, you know, looking at quarterbacks, but it's going to be a year down the road at least. Yeah.
Yeah, the Bucs do strike me as being very kind of in a similar situation to where the Saints were in 2021, of Drew Brees retires, and then you have Jameis Winston kind of duking it out with Taysom Hill in a quarterback battle, former number one overall pick, kind of cast off. You obviously know Jameis well. And now that's kind of where the Bucs are, of, you know, neither of these are particularly exciting options, but someone has to start. So what do you think that you would expect Baker Mayfield to kind of have the – inside track there, if that's what it comes down to?
Yeah, he has to. Again, if your plan is to compete, unless you're tanking, And look, that could be part of the deal. I mean, you've clearly pointed out that there's incentive there for them to do that.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to do it in the division they're in, with the defense they have and the weapons they have offensively. Look, they were in a situation where they just couldn't afford to pay a lot of money to a quarterback. A lot of people thought they'd go after, maybe a Mike White or something like that. I like the fact that they went after a guy who had a tremendous rookie season, came back a couple years later, took his team to the playoffs, a bad team really to the playoffs. I think Baker Mayfield does have the inside track. And again, I think it's his job to lose. And if he loses it, well, okay, you've decided that, he's proven himself not to be worthy of a starting quarterback position in this league. He'll end up being a backup, much like Jameis has proven to be. So at the end of the day, something tells me that this is going to work out pretty well, at least for Baker Mayfield. I don't know that he's going to take the Bucs to the playoffs, but I think he's going to play at a fairly high level and earn another contract somewhere with somebody. And it may not be a $40 million a year contract, but I think he's going to earn himself a starting caliber contract somewhere off of this season.
He's definitely going to headbutt some people, I can tell you that.
For sure. Expect it.
Roy, when you look at this roster now after that initial wave of free agency and as we're getting ready for the NFL draft about a month away till round one kicks off kind of deal, what are some of the prime positions you would say that this Bucs squad is looking to target come draft day?
Yeah, it won't be real sexy, unless they go for an edge late in the first round. I think the Bucs are in prime position to trade down in this draft and draft with their first pick, either a left tackle or an edge rusher. I think that makes sense for them. They need both of those. Could even draft a right tackle and move their current right tackle over to the left side. That could happen. But it's got to be all about the trenches with the prime picks. One might get spent on a running back, but look, they don't need receiving help really. They could use a tight end, but I think the best are going to be gone by the time they come around, and really that's got to be a premium position for them. In my opinion, I think it's all about the trenches for them. They've got to find guards, tackles, and defensive linemen who can get after the passer.
Real quickly, for me at least, running back you mentioned, obviously parting ways with Leonard Fournette. Is Ezekiel Elliott somebody they'd be interested in kicking the tires on, or no, really makes no sense for them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the name has been kicked around the office there at One Buck Place, and but look, they can't afford him. It's bottom line is they can't afford him. And as long as Bruce Arians is going to be involved in this team, they're not going to pay a premium for a running back. They did it with Leonard Fournette because the second time around, because they were trying to win another Super Bowl, and he proved himself worthy of starting position. But Bruce Arians is not a guy that wants to spend a lot of money, or really a premium draft pick even, on a running back. I think they believe in the draft. I think they're pretty happy with the guys they've gotten, Keyshawn Vaughn and Rashad White. I think that's a pretty good starting pair right there. So we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised if they draft a quarterback third, fourth round if they see somebody, because, look, this is a team that, a year ago, 2 years ago certainly as well, needed to run the ball more and probably didn't run it enough. And now that you don't have to cater to Tom Brady's wishes of throwing the ball 56 times a game, you can get back to a little bit more balanced scheme, and it's going to help your quarterback as well. So I think at the end of the day, they're going to become more of a running team. In order for that to happen, you got to have running back. So it won't surprise me at all if they may pull one out of free agency, someone who's cheap, but it won't be Ezekiel Elliott.
I'm curious, obviously the Tom Brady era came and went over there, success with a Super Bowl title and all, but what would you say was the general, I guess, feeling of having Tom around? Was someone that I would sure is looked on a lot more highly than you would say an Aaron Rodgers. Just curious, though, what Tom Brady was like around that team.
Well, I'll tell you what, it could be a couple of lean seasons here, maybe a decade of lean seasons for the Bucs going forward, but they wouldn't trade it for anything. They would.
Right.
They got their Super Bowl. Tom Brady played for them last. It'll always be part of his legacy that he went to the Buccaneers, a team that was kind of lost in the weeds and made them a Super Bowl champion and made them Super Bowl contenders 2 years in a row and playoff contenders 3 years in a row. So they wouldn't trade it for anything. They kind of, you know, sold their soul a little bit to get him and Gronkowski, and they're starting to pay for that now. But look, at the end of the day, if you've got that trophy to show for it, it's all worth it. It's kind of how the Buccaneers work. Think about it. I mean, they wallowed in mediocrity, obviously, for you know, a couple of decades. And Tony Dungy came around, couldn't quite finish it off. So they go out and they get John Gruden and basically sell their soul to get him. And it works out, gets them a Super Bowl. They wouldn't trade that either. So this is kind of how the Bucs work. They're probably going to be, an afterthought in terms of the playoffs for the next few years. But, look, having Tom Brady as part of this organization taught a lot of these guys a lot about how to be a pro, how to act as an NFL player, just how to prepare for seasons, for games, the whole bit. The guys who were around him over the last 2-3 years, they learned a lesson that very few people get a chance to learn. And I think the Bucs consider themselves fortunate to have had Tom Brady as a part of this organization. I know they do.
Roy Cummings, Buccaneers insider for PewterPirates.com. We always appreciate your time, my man, and have a fantastic Friday. I hope you appreciate the time heading into the weekend that you gave us.
Glad to do it, guys. Anytime, you know that.
Appreciate it. Back with more here on Sports Talk. Steve, Jeff, and Charlie after the break here on WWL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.